producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we have 7 minutes after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here every week, 52 weeks a year, with an overview of what's going on in the fascinating, friendly, funny, sometimes relevant, hopefully, irrelevant was what came out. I don't know if that's a Freudian slip or not. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher of SAME, with the overview of the best in news talk radio, the top 10 items for this week, story-wise and people-wise. And once we go through the list, I'm sure we're going to spend some time, as is the case and seems to be the case, has been the case for the last year, and maybe will be certainly through the election. What about these crazy people who are running? And can America afford to elect a crazy president? That's verbatim from talkers.com, which is a part of our overview here. This is a very interesting time, Michael.
Yes, indeed, and that headline that we ran is resonating.
Yeah, right.
Everybody thinks that it was specifically aimed against their candidate. Mm-hmm. So you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. But here we go. We have at number 10 this week, these are the top 10 stories of the week as in terms of how much conversation they've had on news talk radio. The number one topic, of course, really dominated, but there's other stuff out there, like Scott Kelly returning from space at number 10, the aftermath of the controversial Oscars at number 9, number 8, the fascinating story of Apple versus the FBI and vice versa, at number 7, the battle against ISIS, at number 6, Syria hostilities and the Russians' involvement therein. The Scalia replacement debate is at number 5. European migrant problems is at number 4. And number 3, U.S. immigration policy. The Hillary Clinton email investigation is number 2. And number 1, the aftermath of Super Tuesday, which now already seems like, here it is, we're at the weekend, like ancient history. And, of course, the presidential race, that's it. And at number 10 on the People Survey, we have Scott Kelly. He's the astronaut. Chris Rock, he was the host of the Oscars. Number 9 is Chris Rock. Number 8 is Tim Cook. He's the Apple guy. We have at number 7, Brian Pagliano. He's the one who has immunity. Mitt Romney at number 6. That's an interesting one. Bernie is at number 5. Marco and Ted tied at number 4. President Obama is number 3 this week. Hillary Clinton is number 2. And the most talked about person in America, on or off the air, the source of conversations everywhere from elevators to dinner tables, and the man who is causing more arguments among former friends and relatives, is Donald Trump. Lots of sparks are flying.
Well, we have a lot of people. Talk radio, or the news talk radio format, and maybe we would call it political talk radio, that's what some people call it, has had its heyday focused on what was wrong often with government and or the parties in charge, the people who were in charge. And so here we have two people who are focused on that, and it's resonating more than it ever has in my lifetime, Michael, and maybe yours as well. We're both about the same age. I've never seen or experienced anything where the public was so outspoken about the anger that they have toward the powers that be. And the powers that be continue to show, in my estimation anyway, how out of touch they are with what the people are saying. And I wonder if that isn't something that's going on some of the talk radio programs, where there is staunch support for candidates because of their status within the party, and that's what's expected of the hosts versus what the public is actually saying. Like Bernie Sanders or not, like Donald Trump or not, the public is speaking very loudly, it would seem to me, about what they think regarding some of the major topics, in a sense, that have been prolific on news talk radio programs for decades.
Well, hopefully the public is speaking, because if the public doesn't express itself, one, democracy will never work, and two, talk radio will never work. So, yeah, we're seeing an enhancement in the cause and effect in terms of the relationship between the public and the media. A lot of this has been, the seeds for this have been set by comments sections, by, you know, tell us what you think, send us your tweets. There's an ongoing dialogue. So over the last, you know, it's 16 years since 2001, and we really have deepened into the interactivity of public opinion. So, and the 20th century, you know, media, 21st century is unfolding that way, and it's chaotic. There also are issues that have annoyed the public, but truthfully, if you think back to the 90s, when this era of talk radio really took off, it was based upon the public's disgust and anger with big stuff. It wasn't left and right. It was more little guys against big government, big business, big media, big religion, big everything. But of course, this whole nation is based on big, and we find ourselves at a crossroads and a terrible dilemma, because so many people find that whatever the results of this election to be, they will find it something they cannot live with. The aftermath of this election is going to be an incredibly contentious period.
Well, is this about, I wonder if people who examine this on their radio programs, about freedom? Is freedom good? Can you run a country? Can a country be run by the people in it? Or do we need an authoritarian, oligarchical state of affairs so that one person is the supreme leader? You saw what happened in Iran this week. The Iranians had an election, and the results of their election are the same as what's going on here. The people hate the government. The Iranian election overwhelmingly pushed the conservatives, the old-timers, out, and the young, new professionals, I suppose we call them the millennials here. I think they're older there, but the people who voted in Iran by huge margins, tossing out the powers that be in favor of much more moderate, much more open to the West, much more interested in what's going on in the rest of the world. The Iranians don't want to be left in the dust. And I think that's a really interesting, I think that's fascinating, frankly. I find it that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, educated people want freedom. They want to move forward. They want to be progressive, whether they're educated people, young people from the Middle East or from the
United States. But can we handle it? That's the question. Now, well, we're a mature democracy.
That's a no-brainer. We can only handle it if we have an educated public and if we have a diligent press. We cannot handle it.
But we don't have either of those two things now in America.
No,
we have a horrible press.
Yeah, and we don't have a benevolent dictator. You know, if you know, we had a benevolent dictator, or we had a charismatic leader around which movements can swell that you can trust, where the person was a man or a woman of deep conviction, deep wisdom, deep commitment, deep selflessness, then it would work. But if the charismatic leader is another phony fascist, and I'm not saying Trump, I'm saying any of them, another phony fascist, then we go into a situation similar to what's happened in Europe after World War One, when people were angry, disgusted, humiliated, worried, economically stressed, and would rally around someone who promises to make their country strong and great again.
Well, part of that was because of the Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War One. Really didn't it really in that treaty sowed the seeds of World War Two because of the restrictions that they placed on people. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. But I mean, right now we have a lot of seeds that are being sowed here for a lot of reasons. People are upset because they want to be more educated. They want to have more freedom because their freedoms are being taken away from them little by little by a non-benevolent federal government. That's the way a lot of people, I think the majority, feel that way. It's a great opportunity for conversation on great news talk radio programs, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4477.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and the answer to the big question is that we have big of everything. It isn't just big government, right?
Yeah, I mean, big government is only part of the problem. There's big business. I think that Americans are more in danger of losing their freedom to big corporations than they are to big business. To big government, because the big corporations are controlling the government.
Yep.
And that goes back to what you're talking about freedom. If you can buy the government, those who have the most money in a capitalistic society make the rules.
Well, look what's happening in Florida this week before the primary there. The Koch brothers have put $25 million into a PAC to spend on radio and television in Florida to try to get Marco Rubio to win the Florida primary. He's not going to win the Florida primary. He's behind 24 points now. They can spend $100 million, and he's not going to win. But they're so frustrated with what's going on because they can't control it to the very thing you're speaking about, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting to see the Florida primary. And, if Marco Rubio loses it, he's probably finished. See, yeah. Ted Cruz can at least say, look, they like me in Texas where they know me. Uh-huh. They wouldn't have voted me a victory if they didn't like what I did for them. That's a good point.
And when you look at the way they performed on Thursday night, all of them look ridiculous, except for maybe Kasich at this point. But the three of the rest of them were obscenely, right, not only irrelevant, but just, I mean, this is not the third grade. What you got going on here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said this about me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is foolishness. Ah, that's great conversation anyway. 21 after the hour. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I wish we could play some of the excerpts from our conversations between our conversations.
You and I would be shock jocks.
Oh, my God. We were just singing to each other. Here we go. Back to the issues. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a week in review here on News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who actually can sing. The question comes now before us. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. If you were on the stage with Donald Trump in a debate, would you have done what Marco Rubio and Teddy Cruz did? Or would you do what Kasich did and basically ignore the rest of them? Michael, how would you handle that?
I would do a halfway measure. I would give him back a lot of his own medicine, but I would do it in a politely dismissive way, so as not to sink into the mud. You know, you mud wrestling, everybody gets covered with mud, but you got to defend yourself. His presence on the stage forces that issue, and unfortunately for the other candidates, the ones that have tried to remain above the fray have fallen by the wayside. I don't know whether Kasich is going to wind up the nominee because somehow there'll be such chaos as we get closer to the convention that they'll go with him, as he indicated on Thursday night, that I may wind up being the nominee. But the fact of the matter is, just like with Bush and with Kasich, by ignoring Trump, you come across as boring, weak, and ineffective, because the reality show aspect of the debates supersedes the reality of why they're there.
Well, the other side of why the... Well, I don't know about... I'm not going to speak to Rubio and to Cruz, but Trump is there solely because of the anger that people have toward government, toward big business, toward all the things you were just talking about. Kasich is staying out of it, in a sense. He may represent it to a certain point, but not really as much as Rubio and Cruz, because they are the problem. They've been in the Senate, and I don't know why, instead of doing all this stupid, elementary, juvenile stuff back and forth, all Trump has to do is say, what you guys done to fix the problems? That's the only question that you have to ask these guys. And they stand there and go, because they haven't done anything. to fix the problem. They've created, if anything else, certainly Rubio can be accused with credibility of messing things up. And yet he's the best, he's the bright light of you know, the Birch guys, the Koch brothers, and whoever else is out there trying to save what was left of the Republican Party that they could control. And so this is really a very interesting reality. It really is. These guys, it floors me as to how out of touch all of them really are. I mean, I think Trump, if we just be normal, but maybe that's one of the things I want to talk to you about when we continue on, because you have Joy Brown this week in Up Close and Far Out, and the focus is on the Donald Trump. I know. I don't know that you asked her that way. I haven't listened to it yet, but I think it's worth are taking some time to talk about it, because I think that that's what a lot of people think. I have this conversation with my children, and they think this guy is certifiably off his rocker. And how could you have a president like that? And I wonder, if we look back in history, Michael, if you could ever find, of all of the, 44 presidents you've had, if there was anybody that was psychologically unstable. I mean, a lot of people made an argument about FDR at the end. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the psychological stability of the president is a very important element for people to take into account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
exactly.
It's too powerful a position, and it can unhinge even a stable person, the pressure and idolatry.
Right. The way to fix this whole problem is to have George Clooney as president. Let's just deal with it. You know, put him up there. Let him run for president. He's good.
We need Mahatma Gandhi. We need Buddha.
Do.
We need Jesus. We need we need a figure that you know
is ecumenical.
Trust.
Yeah, right. 28 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now 33 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, same place you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about this fascinating world of news talk radio, which hopefully is relevant and reflects what the American people are thinking, no matter what the thoughts are. There are a lot of things going on in the world. It isn't just about politics, but when you are confronted with what's going on in our country, as we've been discussing here, there are lots of things that are in the mix, and seemingly they are all political, although I did think this week the Aaron Andrews case, compelling visuals and the audio of her testimony, and then the outrage that comes from thinking, Michael, about how somebody could mount a defense of their company by trying to make her look bad when she didn't do anything but go into her room and expect privacy. How do you do anything other than, do you realize how badly Marriott looks, how horrible? And, you know, then people start digging around. They find out they're Mormons, and the Mormons, people have said, don't have any respect for women. It's a sexist society. No wonder this woman's being treated the way she is. I mean, it's pretty interesting conversation there around a lot of issues in our society that may be part of what we're feeling. You know, there's a lot of growth pains because of, who knows what, social media, the way
we get information. I think that the lack of privacy is up there in the top 10 problems facing humanity right now, up there with lack of clean water. Real issues that you don't think about as being political issues. Privacy, the environment, it is important whether we like to admit it or not. Without the environment being proper, we can be wasted and gone.
Yep. Absolutely.
It might even be a footnote in history, a speck of dust in the wind.
Well, that's what I have with dinosaur. I mean, we could everything here. We think we're so big and so tough. Scott Kelly, another great conversation this week. Number 10 on the countdown, his return from the space station. And the shots that he would send down, he had great things that he posted on social media, thinking about our world. And it looks so big from the space station, but when you get further out, it looks so small. It's a little teeny planet, third rock from the sun. And this is a small solar system, and we're in a small galaxy. And yet we all think, wow, we're so big and we're so important. You know, we really aren't. And so Kelly did a great job, I thought, of not only telling that story in a very nice and fundamental way, but also inspiring people to go back into the sciences and into math. And now these programs that are being put forth, I think I may have told you this last week or the week before, I met the pilot of this new mission to the asteroid that is going to launch on September, I believe, 15th or 17th, and go out. It's going to take 2 years to get to an asteroid that nobody has ever seen, that they know is out there, but they can't see it. They're going to land this spaceship on, it's about the size of a school bus. You're going to land it on the asteroid. You're going to direct it to dig up whatever it can, scoop it up, put it inside the device, turn it around, and fly it back to Earth. Whole process is going to take about 4 years. And it's all being done with technology. And this kid who's 30 years old, who's a pilot, you know, we think of the pilot. Okay, we think of Scott Kelly as a pilot. This guy's going to be in Denver. He's never going to move. He's going to be in Denver flying this thing 2 million jillion miles out into space. And do you know what the fascinating thing is? That it will take 0.4 of a second for the commands that he issues on his computer to get to this thing, to direct it to go left, right, up, down, sideways, to get to this asteroid. I mean, think about that. And so all of these things are inspiring us to go back to school, or to be involved at least in certain aspects of school. But yet we look at the other big problem the government has, and that's education, because it's made a mess of it. So that's one of the issues.
There in the top 10, you see, again, education.
Yeah.
When I said the environment, when, you know, clean water, all the things that are privacy, and of course education. But education actually should be number one, because without education, we will never ever be able to deal with these things.
No.
It's not so much America falling behind; it's humanity falling behind.
Yes, you're right. Yep, we're reflective of what's going on the planet for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the you have this week posted at talkers.com the weekly display of your intelligence, and I'm not blowing smoke in your eye. I don't have to do that because you and I are pals. But it is interesting to hear you. I always like listening to you talk to people. So the Up Close and Far Out podcast that's there, and it's also on Podcast One. The focus with Dr. Joy Brown, who is well-known radio psychologist, the actually only person on the air who claims to be an advisor who actually has that degree. You and she talk about whether you're aiming at Donald Trump or not. A lot of people are going to think that you're aiming at him. But what do you want people to get out of it? What did you and Joy talk about?
Well, first of all, I'm very glad you're mentioning it. It's a good one. People can get to it just by going to www.upcloseandfarout.com. upcloseandfaroutcom, and you can hear this interesting conversation. Basically, it is not aimed at Donald Trump, although Donald Trump is probably the biggest target because he's the biggest candidate. But basically, it's aimed at the concept of, can we afford a crazy president, and is anybody running for president truly sane? The premise comes up, do you have to be crazy to even run for president in this environment?
Yep.
Do you realize the public humiliation? Humiliation in the full definition of the word. The public humiliation you must subject yourself to.
Look at the Clintons. Never mind Donald Trump. Look at the Clintons.
Right. you know, is Hillary Clinton truly a stable human being? Is Donald Trump stable? Is Ted Cruz a stable human being? Are these people wired in a way that the average stable person is, only they have extraordinary skills of communication, wisdom, and maybe intelligence and education in certain areas that make them likely leaders? Or are they people with deep-seated, convoluted emotional issues and the drive that leads them to run for office of such a high stature and to say they could do it, rooted in some type of a deep mental instability, emotional quirkiness, and basically, are they nuts?
Okay, so let's take that and let's move it not just from the presidency of the United States. Look at some of the people who are leading or have led the rest of the world. Look at, you can go back only 100 years. You want Adolf Hitler, by definition, was insanity personified. And the other people that were with him were all insane. And so when you look at what's happened, look at the people leading in the Middle East, the insanity that there is in the leaders of the movements like Daesh and Al-Qaeda. Look at the Russian president. Look at the guy who's running North Korea. I mean, anybody.
Okay, so that brings up another. There's another topic for our top 10 list of the things we should be concerned about, and that is the fact that the human race borderlines and teeters on the brink of insanity at all times.
Yeah.
Because if Hitler was insane, go to YouTube and look at the crowds and the fervor that Hitler and Mussolini were able to instill and derive out of the populace that were just everyday working people like here. Yep. Insanity can, it's like a match can set a forest fire. Insanity lies just beneath the surface of the human condition.
Who among us can say they haven't done something that was truly insane in his or her life?
You could have a whole nation erupt in an outburst of figurative road rage.
Yeah, yeah.
When Argentina went crazy and decided that they could beat the British Navy back with the Falklands.
Right.
The leaders in Argentina had the population wild in the streets. Bring it on. Maggie Thatcher was sending the British Navy. We're gonna show Great Britain what we can do. The whole country was up in arms. They were going to sink the British Navy, and she wasted them in one day.
Right. Done. It really is. It's bizarre. Now I'm beginning to think whether or not you're crazy. I'm beginning to wonder about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just a dramatic broadcaster.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
So, did I sound crazy?
No, I'm just, we're all crazy. I think that's the idea. I'm nuts. You're crazy. We're all crazy.
But I'm not stupid.
No, there is a... Aha! We've gotten to the root of not all evil, but the root of our creativity, because most of the creative people in the world also are nuts. And so you can take that to the bank. 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Welcome to Staples. Staples Guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars. No processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. You Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Superbeets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Superbeets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Superbeets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series Studio Monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha Symphony keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
All right, let's mosey along here. Michael Harrison with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, a service of our separate and individual companies coming together to look at the lists of things coming from the research, listening to the radio programs, the hosts, the stations, all that good stuff to come up with this list. The Oscars that were last week, we've been talking about things that are ridiculous. I think there was pretty much, other than the absurdity of the Thursday night debate, this is number two with a bullet here. The Oscar performance, I thought, was outrageous. I thought the whole thing hasn't got anything to do with my position on being open-minded, because I think I can say with confidence I'm the least one to worry about on the air when it comes to discrimination. But I think it was just ridiculous, Michael. What do you hear from the conversations that people are having? What do you think when you were watching? The first few minutes were fine, but after that, I mean,
it's the race issue being trumpeted up to be, mm-hmm. you know, gigantic. And I'll tell you one thing. I have mixed feelings on it. I do think that the Oscars should question, why is it that 77 times out of 88 Oscars, there have been no black nominees? I mean, that is a valid question. If it falls that way because that's the way they vote, okay. But it just makes you wonder,
because there weren't just any movies or people that were good enough to be nominated. Will Smith.
I didn't see all the movies, and frankly, I only watched clips of the Oscars. I didn't watch it. I find award shows at this point in my life to be intolerable to watch from beginning to end. So thank goodness for the news, and thank goodness for YouTube. And I get to see the highlights. So I saw the highlights, and I read about it. So I know what happened. But
I
saw Will Smith. I think he deserved to be nominated.
In concussion?
He should have been.
In concussion.
Yeah.
I agree.
So 100%. Right there, I say to myself,
very important movie.
Yeah. Excuse me?
It was a very important movie. He did a great job.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but I don't know if he wasn't nominated because he's black. I don't know. I don't know if there's a racial reason. It just might be that people
no.
don't
Here's
have
the, You want me to tell you what the reason is? Here's why he didn't get nominated. Because the NFL, you go back to big business, big politics, big government, and big sports. The NFL is so powerful, they got into that movie, they decimated the, and basically ended up paying for it, because it had to, it was going to come out anyway, but they changed the script, changed the tone of that movie, and if it had been done the way the script was written, he would have been nominated for an Academy Award. That's my reasoning. You mm-hmm. love the
you
NFL
might be right,
football,
you know,
but
well, the NFL is a disgraceful organization.
Awful.
That I am embarrassed to say I support.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't. You know, I'm not embarrassed to say I don't support them. I think it's a horrible sport. I think that movie was so spot on, and it didn't go anywhere near far enough. I think that parents who let their kids play football are not good parents. That's how deep it goes with me. And there's another whole discussion which could take another hour, but unfortunately, we are out of time. So the best thing for you to do is check out the survey, if you will. We have them all posted, all the Talk 10 topics at DougStephan.com. Tell us which one you think is most important, but certainly a lot of work done here by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And check out the podcast as well, Up Close and Far Out at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week with us going through the important lists of discussion topics. I'm Doug Stephan at 51 past the hour on the countdown.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And exclusively on the countdown, we have the services of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, expert attorney, legal authority, runscamicide.com, which is something that we could talk about for all of the time that we have allotted every week on the countdown. But I want to get to your interpretation of some of the important stories. Number two this week, Erin Andrews and that case, my God. When I listen to her and I look at the pathetic lawyers from the Marriott Hotel in Nashville, how in the name of God they can take this woman who's completely innocent of anything and everything and try to make her out to be the bad guy because they say that she didn't lose any money because of it. My God, Michael. I mean, Stephen, what in the world other than maybe making sure that, I mean, I can't imagine after this week that any woman who ran her own business or was responsible for spending money for travel would spend a nickel in the Marriott chain.
Well, what you're looking at is certainly the individual stalker. He's already been tried and convicted, and he's in prison, and there's no question about his responsibility. But when you look at Marriott, what is their responsibility? What kind of negligence was involved there? And what came out in the trial was that the stalker used a house phone to call Erin Andrews, and what happened is the house phone did it at a restaurant in Marriott, and it had a screen, and on the screen came up with her room. So now he knows her room number. He goes up there. He sees that the room next to hers is being made up, and he requests that room. So it's the lack of security here of Marriott. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, the way you're talking about it is the way a lot of people are talking about it. And this is a public relations debacle for them, and why they didn't not only settle this but make the changes, which we hope they're doing, to their
Even to speak to that, this week one of the cable news channels sent out a crew, or maybe it was one of the CBS, one of the nighttime news shows, they sent out a crew to a half a dozen Marriotts around the country, and they put the same scenario into place, and every one of them did the same exact thing the Nashville Marriott did. Okay, yeah, you want to know where Fred Smith is? He's in room 716. Okay, I want to book the room next to him. Fine. That was happened six times over the course of the week. So
yeah, I wasn't even aware of that, but it's absolutely outrageous. You know, the money that you will be given by a jury is dependent upon both how she may have financially lost, but also the emotional distress. And this jury, which I think is made up of about equal amounts of men and women, regardless, she's a very sympathetic, honest, testifying witness, and I think this is a public relations nightmare that Marriott could have avoided.
All right, next item, number three on our countdown this week, continuing focus on immigration policy. One of the things that we're not realizing here, and the Europeans are not talking about it, is that this is a United States problem. That is, we caused it. All those, and I think who said it? Was it Trump who said it on the stage? He does say every once in a while something that's cogent. And one of the things that he said was that we would not have the problem in Europe, we wouldn't have the problem with Daesh if it wasn't for George Bush getting everybody to get on board and going to Iraq. And I think he's right.
Well, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And
so, but how does this affect? Well, how legal are we? I mean, how responsible are we for this? We look at our own immigration policies and build a wall and all that other stuff. But for heaven's sakes, these migrant problems could be extraordinarily expensive all across the world.
Oh yeah, we. Our actions primarily destabilized the region. It's great with 2020 hindsight. Hopefully we learn as far as, you know, balancing out what we do for foreign policy in the future. But you're right. There's no legal liability on us as a country. And, you know, we're actually hit much less with this when it comes to immigration. You know, it's kind of interesting when Trump in particular talks about the tremendous amount of illegal aliens coming in from Mexico. More Mexicans are actually going back. And in fact, the largest numbers of people that are coming here from China. And actually, they're people who are bringing a great deal of skills. So he may be trying to cure a problem that doesn't exist.
Well, all right, so we got the Zika virus here, the legal ramifications of that. You know what, more importantly than that, let me put that aside for a second because we only have a few seconds left. The Apple versus the FBI thing. We talked about that a little bit last week. How has that changed this week legally?
Very interesting. A judge in a separate federal case in New York, but with similar circumstances, ruled strongly in favor of Apple, saying that the law that was used by the federal government, a couple of hundred-year-old law, does not apply here. That is not binding on the court in California, but it was a very cogent argument.
Yep, it is. All right, speaking of cogent, that's the man. He is cogent. He is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he is on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.